In South Lebanon, residents near the border with Israel enjoyed the relative calm of the week-long halt in fighting. Now, Israel and Hezbollah are trading fire again. During the pause, NPR's Jane Araf went to one village where people returned to assess their damaged houses, and some said they were staying, despite the danger.
All around is destruction. But Ali Suleiman has come back to try to repair the apartments his grandparents worked for years to build for their extended family. Their home is just about 400 yards from the border with Israel in the Lebanese village of Kfar Kalla. He says the building was hit 4 times by Israeli artillery since the war in Gaza began. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from both sides of the border. Hezbollah says 82 of its fighters have been killed, along with what Lebanese media say are at least 14 civilians. At least 9 Israelis have been killed, including soldiers, according to Israeli media. In Lebanon, towns like Kfar Kalla have been particularly hard hit. This whole apartment building is pretty much destroyed, so badly damaged that they're tearing down some of the walls. Most of the walls are scorched and blackened. One has a tank round-sized hole punched through it. On the roof, near broken solar panels, Suleiman tells us the destruction is a price he's happy to pay for having the Iran-backed Lebanese militia Hezbollah fighting for them.
I mean, if Israel could manage to do to us what it's doing to Gaza, they would have done it. But they can't because Hezbollah is here.
Suleiman's next-door neighbor, Wadad Gharib, drops by to see who's around. Her husband has stayed in their house every night, but she leaves by nightfall and returns in the day.
Now it's become like a ghost town around me. There are no neighbors around anymore. I'm alone now and afraid. I'm staying with my daughter while I figure out what to do. At least there's someone there to keep me company.
As we go with her to see the damage to her own house, Israeli surveillance drones buzz overhead, as they have every day since the war in Gaza started. Hezbollah has strong support in this town, although not everyone backs the group. We find Gharib's husband, Ibrahim Hamoud, sitting with a friend. Inside, part of the living room ceiling has caved in, and the red velvet sofas are covered in plaster and bits of glass. Hamoud says he was sleeping upstairs when the first floor was hit. He worked 5 years in construction in Africa to build his dream home. And he says he won't leave it.
There's no one who doesn't know fear except a fool. If there were a shelter, I would go to it. But in Lebanon, everything is chaos.
Hamoud's wife, though, is packing to go to her daughter's for the night. I'd rather they call me a coward 1,000 times than for them to say once, God rest her soul, she says. It's been 7 days of relative calm, and Gharib prays it will hold the next day.
Tomorrow, God willing, things will improve and there will be a ceasefire, so we can come back and not leave.
She climbs into a crowded car, leaving behind her husband sitting in a plastic chair surrounded by the shattered glass. Their friend has stayed in his home in Houla, a town that has been even harder hit by Israeli strikes than this one. The men, both in their 70s, say it would be humiliating to stay with relatives more than a day or two. On Friday, the day after we meet them, the temporary ceasefire is broken, and attacks between Hezbollah and Israel resume, along with the war in Gaza. We check in again with the two friends. Hamoud's friend says his aunt and her son were killed that day in an airstrike in Houla. They died in the rubble of their home. Hezbollah claimed the young man as one of their fighters. 2 days later, Hamoud tells us he and his wife are all right, but another airstrike has hit their house. The video he sends shows it almost completely destroyed. Here, it seems, you can count on peace only 1 day at a time. Jane Araf, NPR News, Kfar Kalla, South Lebanon.